Appointed Times and Seasons. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about appointed times and seasons in your life. God knows our times and seasons. He is God. And He is all-knowing. He knows exactly what is going on in our universe, in our world, in our nation, in our city, in our home, and in our lives. He is aware of kings, presidents, and rulers. He turns the hearts of kings and uses them for His purposes. Proverbs 21:1 states, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, He turneth it whithersoever He will." We often do not understand God's ways, wisdom, strategies, and purposes. We often do not understand the seasons and times in our lives. We often do not understand how God can bring about His strategies and purposes in the times and seasons of our lives. A wise man wrote Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 11, The New Living Translation. "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." What do people really get for all their hard work? I have seen the burden God has placed on us all, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. There was a priest that lived long ago in the days when Herod was king of Judea. It was close to the time of the birth of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This priest was named Zechariah, and he did not understand about the times and seasons in his life and how God's strategies and purposes would take place. He was in the late season of life, and he and his wife had no children. An angel appeared to him and told him at the appointed time he and his wife Elizabeth would have a baby boy named John. All Zechariah could think about was his age and this late season of his life. He doubted what the angel Gabriel told him. The angel Gabriel stood in the very presence of God and brought this message to Zechariah. Because of Zechariah's unbelief, The angel Gabriel said Zechariah would not be able to speak until the day it happened. The story is recorded in Luke chapter 1, Luke 1, 5 through 23, and 57 through 66, the New International Version. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. And they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid. Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. Friend, take courage the beginning of this new year. You are questioning this season and time in your life. You are wondering how God can move and bring about His purposes in your life, in your relationships, and in your family. You need a miracle. You need a message of hope in a time of despair. You long to see the hand of God working in your situation, your family, and your home. Take courage, dear one, and know that God knows all your seasons and times. And although we may doubt and have unbelief, He is working His purposes for those who are righteous and call upon Him. So let us recall the scriptures about Zechariah and God bringing about His purposes in the life of Zechariah and Elizabeth in a late season of life. In the beginning of this new year, let us put our trust and confidence in the Lord to lead us through. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet. God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long. Heavenly Father, we come to You today with praise, for You know all things. You know all about us. You turn the hearts of kings. You know all of our times and seasons. We ask You, Father, to be with us during this next new year. Father, work Your plans, strategies, and purposes in our lives this year. Let our hearts be filled with hope for these times and seasons in life. Help us to be strong and courageous and to wait on You, Lord. Lead us, Father, and may we walk righteously before You. In the name of Jesus, amen. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared both far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience truth about appointed times and seasons in your life today.